Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Well, it's midsummer. The Red Sox are locked in what's turned into a pretty exciting race in the American League East with their arch rivals, the New York Yankees. Also, the NFL lockout is over, so the Patriots are training. And we're bringing all this up because it's Wednesday and time to check in on the week in sports with WBUR's Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game, who's with me in the studio. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
So let's start with the NFL. Now that the lockout's over, the Patriots are training again. And, Bill, you were in Foxborough recently for a piece you're reporting this weekend.
Yes.
How's the team doing?
I was out there yesterday. I don't know how you can tell how they're doing because the receivers are catching passes without having to worry about defensive backs getting in their faces, and the kickers are kicking field goals without anybody trying to prevent them from doing that. So they all looked healthy. They ran well. They looked fine to me. And, you know, I was a little bit surprised. I went out there expecting that there would perhaps be more people and louder people than usual because the lockout had, of course, planted in people's minds the possibility there wouldn't be
right.
an NFL season, or that at least the NFL season would start late. Rob Gronkowski, tight end of the Patriots, told me, no, I was wrong.
Remember last year, it was just as crazy, but today was a great turnout. It looked sold out, basically, so it's a lot of fun. The fans are great. We appreciate all their support, and we love going out there and playing for them.
So what about those fans, Bill? You could hear them in the background. He mentioned them.
The place was packed. You know, the stands were full. The little they played on a practice field, not in the stadium, but the little bank behind the practice field
yeah.
was covered with people. It looked like they were having a lovely time picnicking and staying hydrated and that sort of thing. I talked to a couple of guys who couldn't have been more pleased. I'm named Josh and Craig.
The defense is so young, and adding Albert Hainsworth to that, it's just going to be an exciting year for the D.
I'm a believer in Hainsworth. I just became a Hainsworth fan today.
So Albert Hainsworth, of course, he's the defensive lineman newly acquired by the Patriots. And now he's come under some criticism recently. A Globe column by Joan Vinaki wrote recently that Myra Kraft, the late wife of Pat's owner, Robert Kraft, would not have tolerated his joining the team if she were alive because he's facing some allegations about some personal improprieties, right?
Yeah, personal improprieties such as sticking a credit card down the front of the blouse of the waitress who was serving him. And that's not the only thing. He also drove a car over 100 miles an hour, left a guy partially paralyzed, and then as soon as he got off probation, drove a car over 100 miles an hour and got arrested again.
Does this represent, though, a sort of change?
No, I don't think so. No? Back in 1996, Robert Kraft and the Patriots drafted a guy named Christian Peter from Nebraska. He had a history of various arrests and misdemeanors. Violence against women, and they undrafted him, and Robert Kraft said, I have to answer to my wife. So Myra Kraft got credit for saying, we don't want this guy on the team. However, since then, there have been numbers of guys on the Patriots, just as there have been numbers of guys on other NFL teams who've had all sorts of histories. And the Patriots have had some success actually turning some of these guys around. You have to give them credit for some of that. I'm not sure. Hainsworth has a miserable history, not only in terms of criminal acts, driving too fast and that sort of thing, but also in terms of just turning his fellow teammates off by falling asleep during team meetings and texting when he was supposed to be taking notes and that sort of thing. We'll just have to see how it turns out here.
Well, let's move on very quickly. I don't want to let you go before we talk about the Red Sox. We have a real race in the American League East. I guess the Red Sox are ahead by one game. The Yankees are coming to town. What do you think? Pretty exciting.
It would be a much more exciting race if the wild card weren't in effect, because
right.
I think it's very hard to imagine that both of these teams won't make the playoffs given what's transpiring elsewhere in the American League. But it's always fun when the Yankees are playing the Red Sox, and like other baseball fans, I look forward to this confrontation as well.
Hear, hear. Let's hear it for summer. Bill, always happy to have you on the show. And listeners, you can hear more about Bill's trip to the Patriots training camp on Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here on WBUR 90.9. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
And stay with us. Coming up, radical big band composer and saxophonist Fred Ho debuts a new composition based on his struggles with cancer and capitalism. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.